Hello GWA, this is Good Girl 1980 taking She Flew Higher's dessert challenge. I decided to do something a little bit different and I wanted to tell you about the recipe that I always use when making chocolate cake. So you need to get the oven warming up, the heat rising gently as you begin. Take two slim, round cake tins and spread butter around them to get them nice and greased up. Then put 125 grams of butter and 250 grams of fine caster sugar into an electric mixer and get that thing buzzing until everything is nice and creamy. Gradually add two large beaten eggs and a little dash of vanilla. Take 85 grams of cocoa powder. It says here preferably Dutch style, but I encourage you to go with whatever nationality is sweetest to you. Blend the powder with 125 ml of hot water to form a smooth, chocolatey paste. Gradually add this to the creamy mixture in your bowl. Take 250 ml of milk and add 2 teaspoons of white vinegar to sour it, because we don't want everything to be too sweet, do we? Set that to one side. Sift together 215 grams of plain flour with a teaspoon of baking powder and a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda. Take a nice, big bowl and add the sifted flour to your creamy mixture, alternately with the soured milk. Don't stir vigorously. Simply fold the additions gently into the mixture to ensure you get the desired results. Pour the finished mixture into your 2 cake tins and bake them for half an hour at 180 degrees centigrade. I find that 30 minutes is usually long enough to get most things done to perfection. Then allow the cakes to cool for a few moments before gently moving them onto a rack to settle. Of course, no cake is complete without icing, or frosting for my transatlantic friends. Wait until the cakes have fully cooled before adding the icing as a final treat. Get your mixer buzzing again and cream up 125 grams of butter. Make another chocolatey paste with 3 tablespoons of cocoa and 3 tablespoons of hot water. Sift 310 grams of pure icing sugar and add this and the chocolate paste to the creamy butter. Mix them well. I recommend using a nice high speed. Then take this mixture and fill the cake just to your liking. Remember to keep some back to smooth over the top for the final touch. And there we have it, a devil's food cake, especially for all of you wicked devils.